they don't just survive, they thrive. The NetBank Business Accelerator with 702.
All right, then. This is why it's important that we should look at these businesses. We spoke to Modi Mining a short while ago, Sam Molefe. And the reason why we profile these businesses is we completely understand the impact that they have on our society. So over the last few years, then, 702 and NetBank have been profiling businesses with the potential to go to the next level in the NetBank Business Accelerator. And what we've been doing all this week is to get updates from our business growth expert, Pablo Fitidis from Auric, who is then looking at where these businesses are. Quite interestingly, Pavlo, the business that I spoke about just a short while ago, Modi Mining, is one of your businesses.
Yes, I've worked with Sam. And, you know, Lanny, people look at him now and they look at the success he's attained. Mm. But I'll tell you something. He started at the hard end of mining.
Mm.
It was contract mining. It was blasting, removing rubble from underground, taking it above ground. It's the tough end of the game.
Mm.
And when he started, he was up against some very big contract miners. But this man persisted. He outperformed them in terms of square meterage covered in a daily a shift.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, he has attracted, obviously, the attention of the mining environment. And more importantly, a lot of collaborative partners have come on board. So he's moved now beyond contract mining into involving blasting capabilities and.
Mm.
It's been a wonderful journey, but it's been driven by pure hard work.
Yeah, that's what it's always about. And who are we talking to this morning?
We're going to speak to Lebogang Morule from Start, and we featured this business, I think, about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what the business does, there's a South African-invented ethnic hair care dye that's available in three colors that you simply spray on. So it can be either applied at home or can be applied in a salon.
Mm.
And it's found traction in the marketplace. It's something that's distinct. It's something that's unique. And, you know, the ability to create very niche products in the fashion and beauty industry lends itself to very, very interesting promotional opportunities to get it to market and to get it noticed.
Wow. Let's turn now to Lebogang Morule, who is on the line. Lebogang, let me tell you a brief story. Karabo Charlie, who works in our traffic desk, has got, what is this, blonde hair. Did he buy the product from you?
Hello, sir. Hi.
He works with Aki, and Aki's also got blonde hair. Listen, let me ask you about your business, hey? How have things been for the business?
Well, Colony, things have been going very, very well. I think, everything has just been amazing. I think the journey from when you started, obviously, it takes quite a lot to actually be in this kind of business. If you understand that, obviously, the research that goes into the product and, of course, the research, the development and all that, I think the journey has been quite amazing. And from now, obviously, where we are now and where we're going, things are going very well. So.
Ah, fantastic. You see, there's always this question about how many people actually wear dreads. And what's your next move with this company?
Okay. Well, in terms of how many people wear dress, I think you actually have to be in any gathering where there is a lot of African people. You would actually see that, the trends or the number, the percentage of people who actually would be wearing dress in any particular room would actually be quite amazing. And if you compare it to what used to happen in the olden days where most people would actually just relax their hair, you would really notice that, people with dreads, you can actually notice them and their numbers are growing. So that is obviously working for us.
Wow. All right, Pavlo?
Look, just to clarify one point, it's not only for dreads.
Yeah.
So it's for ethnic hair that might be in an Afro style as well.
Mm.
So it has quite wide application. But here's the thing. This is a business about looks. And when it's a business about looks, how you look, often that product is not bought, that product needs to be sold. In other words, you need to make people really aware of it because it's quite unique and quite distinct. Now, this business is sitting, Lenny, with close on just under 100,000 Facebook followers. And
wow.
That's quite significant.
It is, yeah.
And it's a business that if it uses social media cleverly, but in particular Facebook and in particular Instagram, social media that lends itself to photographs, pictures, campaigns, it can ignite the consumer environment and through that motivate the retailers to start stocking the product. And I'll give you an example. When you work on Facebook, you don't just post.
Hmm.
When you work on Instagram, you don't just post. When you organize your marketing activities, you create specific campaigns. And here's an example of what Lebohang could do. He could have a campaign that says, let's vote on looks.
Yep.
And the winner who gets the best look, who supplies a photograph of themselves using the product and wins the best look, wins a prize. He could have competitions in malls, for example, where those mall competitions are photographed and people walk by applying the product and win something. Creating that excitement, creating that attention. He could do how-tos, how to grow dreads, how to maintain dreads, how to look after dreads, how to apply the product.
Mm.
I think the social media environment lends itself to that. And it's an opportunity that I think if he engaged it more effectively, he would ignite the retailers because they would be getting knocks on the door for the product that he's selling.
Ah, fantastic. Lebohang, all of the very best with your business. Thanks indeed for coming through, Lebohang Morule of STARD. And listen in again then when we hear from another NetBank Business Accelerator update this afternoon. The NetBank Business Accelerator with 702. See money differently. Visit business.702.co.za for more. Thank you very much, Pav.